All right. Welcome, everyone, to BlendSig for May of 2011. This is the podcast portion of our presentation, and we're pleased this month to have with us Laurent Bouzenon. Did I pronounce that okay?
Good enough.
Good enough.
You can go on my blog, and I actually posted some time ago some sound files of myself saying my name, because I know it's very difficult for my friends in the US and also in Asia. It's just some sounds that you don't have, so yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
All right, well, we'll certainly do the best that we can. Laurent?
Laurent is good, yeah. That's
okay.
Yeah.
Laurent is a Silverlight MVP, creator of the very well-known MVVM Light Framework, author of Silverlight 4 Unleashed. And you can follow him on his blog at blog.galasoft.ch. So, Laurent, thank you very much for joining us. I know a lot of us are very excited to see what you have to present to us today. And before we get started, we just have a few interview questions that we like to ask our presenters to get to know you a little bit better.
Sure.
So, first, why don't you tell us what your current position is?
So I am currently working at IdentityMine, and I am director of user experience integration there, which means basically that my main tool is Expression Blend. IdentityMine is a firm which is located in Seattle, Seattle, Washington. It's a firm which is very close from Microsoft, so we do work on a lot of Microsoft technologies and especially XAML-based frameworks and technologies. We do work also a little bit on iOS and other platforms, so really very interested in UX in general. My position there, as I said, is Director of UX Integration. We were one of the first firm to start working really on the concept of integrator. The idea here being that Blend is kind of a tool which is in between the designer tools and the developer tools, and we also find that it's actually an advantage to have a role which is also in between the designer and the developer. So currently my position is to coordinate the work of our integrators, and obviously we are very close from our creative team. We have a very strong creative team with information architects and designers, and we also have a strong developer team with some very experienced people, and I'm kind of doing the joint between both and helping those two teams to communicate and also finding techniques which allow us to, to reproduce what the designers come with in Expression Blend as truthfully as possible and as close as possible from the comps.
That sounds really cool. So for now, you obviously work in a larger shop with more, with more people. Would you still encourage smaller teams and even one or two man organizations who are primarily developer centric? You would still encourage them to use Blend, correct?
Yes, I do think that Blend really brings a lot of value to the whole process. I'm a Blend fanatic, right? I've been starting to work with Blend already back then in 2006, and we have, funny stories about actually reverse engineering Blend and finding out how Blend was actually working in order to be able to create design time data, which is our topic today, so that's why I'm quite happy to talk about that. So really, quite a lot of work into that, and I really love Blend. But I think that even for developers, there is some value to be had. Just the mere fact that you see what you're doing without having to run the application is really a huge value. And in that matter, I find myself actually constantly jumping from Blend to Visual Studio. I am a developer by education. I want to be clear that I'm not a designer. I am sensitive to design questions, and I have been working with designers for a very, very long time now. So they kind of bleed on me. I start getting hurt when I see bad design on the web or stuff like that, so it's usually a sign that you have been working too long with designers when that happens. So I start to have that definitely. But at the same time, I am definitely a developer. It just so happens that some things are just so much easier in Expression Blend that if you can't do that, I really encourage everybody to Blend. And By the way, there is no excuse anymore, right? Because when you do Windows Phone development, you have Blend for free. So
yes.
There is really no excuse not to try Blend, at least for Windows Phone development. So I would really encourage everybody to try it out, yeah.
I couldn't agree more. That's, and you're right. I think it's great what they did with Phone 7. I'm hoping that will bring a lot more folks to the table. So you actually you jumped ahead and answered one of our main questions, which is whether or not you consider yourself more of a designer or more of a developer. And you said that you're really trained as a developer.
So my primary education was actually as an engineer. So I am actually an electrical engineer. In school, this is what I did. I came to programming later, and I did the software engineering postgrad, so I am a software engineer, what you would call. So I am primarily an engineer, really, meaning that I build stuff. This is how I consider myself. But I definitely have a strong sensibility to design in general, and this comes in part from my education, which was classical. Before I went to engineer school, I was actually studying a lot of classic literature and French literature and Latin and all these kind of things. So I'm not really a technical guy. As a child, I never used a computer. Until I was probably 20, I never even had a computer. So I came to that only later. But I find that it gives me a different view on the industry, maybe. And even though I am definitely a developer by education, I just like beautiful stuff. So when I can build beautiful applications, it just makes me happy.
And it should make everybody happy. So that's great. So you said you've been using Blend since 2006. So that means you were experimenting with it during the Sparkle days.
Yes.
We're talking 5 years now. Over that time, what have you come to take away from Blend as either your favorite feature or your most productive feature? What is the thing that you think is the coolest thing in Blend?
Well, to me, it's really the fidelity that it allows me to reach, in the sense that if I want to, I'm going to talk about that during the presentation, but in the sense that if I want to reproduce exactly what the designer comes with in the comps, right? And we are very, very precise when we do this work. We work really, we measure pixels, right? And we want to have exactly the same number of pixels left and right and exactly the same gradients and everything. So when you do that on an application which is not open in Blend, which is running, it's a very long process. It's a time-consuming process because you have to run the app every time. You have to navigate to the screen, and you have to make sure that what you see is actually what you want to have. So in terms of making that work, it's just too long. You cannot really afford to do that too much. While when you have the pages open in Blend, it's really much easier to jump into that. And this is where design time data comes, and it's very important, by the way, because if you don't have your design time data, obviously you won't see anything on the screen. So that's really the topic for today. Another thing that I really like is, and this comes a little bit with my one of my favorite topics in Silverlight WPF and Windows Phone 7, which is obviously MVVM. And I'm not going to talk much about MVVM today. I'm just going to mention that a few times. But really what I like there is that this architecture is just very clean, and it gives you it works excellently in Blend, and at the same time it gives you other advantages. So having all that in place gives you a sense of harmony somehow. Which means that, there is no surprise here. I've been working with really a lot of technologies over the approximately 15 years that I've been doing this job. And, I did also non-Microsoft stuff, a lot of HTML and JavaScript and a lot of Java and all that. But I never had this sense of harmony as much as now, where basically all the tools are playing together nicely. And I want to be clear, though, not everything is perfect in Blend. And for... some time, apparently I had the title of the guy who reported the most bugs in Expression Land. I'm not sure if it's still true, maybe not, but I know that I've been working a lot with the Blend team on making it better, and definitely there is room for improvement still now. So this is something that we do extensively, and the Blend team has been just fantastic in listening to us and improving the tool and you know, coming up with new ideas on how to make the workflow even better.
Yeah, and I will say, to give credit to the Blend team, they're very responsive. You know, when we bring up issues like that, and they, you know, they're trying very hard to make Blend everything that it can be.
Yeah, the Blend team is very passionate about their tool, and you know, for people who don't know them, people like Christian Chauvin, for example, and Pete Blois.
Yeah, and he's brilliant, by the way, folks. If you don't know Christian, his blog is Electric Beach.
Exactly.
I think the electricbeach.com. Yeah, I had the chance to meet him at the MVP summit, and you know, just what a fabulously smart and passionate guy, you know.
Yeah, Christian and I go a long way. We have been talking a lot about Blend already when I was working at Siemens before I changed to Identity Mine, and I was always fascinated to see how passionate he is and how much he loves the tool and the craft in general. So this is a very nice team to work with, actually.
Well, I'd love to have him on the show. Maybe you can twist his arm behind the scenes and see if he'd be willing to come on.
Is that should be too difficult? I hope. I will see what I can do there. Yeah.
Great. Okay, so we definitely want to give our presenters an opportunity to tell us about any projects or books or websites or anything that you know that you're working on or have coming up. You know, of course, we already know about MVVM Lite Framework. So if you want to talk about that or about your the current edition of your book, you know, just anything you want to share with us that you're working on.
Well, you know that. Yeah, that's pretty much it, actually. So the MVVM Lite framework is, it's actually a toolkit. I call that a toolkit because it's really a set of different components that you can choose to use or not. That's what I use here. I would say that this is going well. I release previews constantly. It's a side project, so it's obviously taking a little bit more time than if I was doing that professionally. But I have very good response on that, and I'm working on version 4 now, which will be the next, with quite a lot of new features and a couple of bug fixes. I'm very excited about, you know, to see the response here, and especially since Windows Phone 7 took off, it's very exciting for me to see that a lot of applications are actually using it. It's also a little bit scary because suddenly, you know, when your thing is used in, when your code is used in large applications, it's always a little bit, you know, scary sometimes. But at the same time, the response has been great, so this is going well. I'm very happy about it, and I'm working on more. In terms of the book was released at the end of last year. It's Silverlight 4 Unleashed, so I'm hoping that I still have an opportunity to sell a couple more copies before Silverlight 5 comes around. The nice thing with Silverlight is that it's always additions to the current framework, so even if you do Silverlight 5, you can still enjoy Silverlight 4 version of the book. We are talking about future versions, but nothing is really defined yet, so we will see what we are doing here. And other than that, I'm hoping to have the opportunity one day to publish my own private Windows Phone application. I've been working on many of them, but always for clients, and I would like to have one on my own as well, so I'm working on that on the side as well, and maybe more about that in the near future, I hope.
Okay, well, definitely keep us up to date.
Sure.
The folks can find MVVM Lite at mvvmlite.codeplex.com.
That's the CodePlex. So this is a repository where you can find the discussions and the source code and everything. And you can also go to galasoft.ch/mvvm, and this is where you have the get started page with tutorials, videos, and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, we'll make sure that we include those in the show notes.
All right.
So other than Blend and really outside of the XAML space, what is your favorite technology or what excites you? You know, what do you think is going to be a big hit? What are you most interested in that's going on out there right now?
Well, to be honest, the thing which is exciting me the most about our craft right now is really that user experience is coming out of the computers and reaching on unexpected platforms, right? And obviously when you talk about that, the phone, you know, smartphones come to mind, but we are also talking a lot about technology on TV now with Kinect and stuff like that. And we are also doing work, for example, for retailers, for shops and everything where you have, you know, multi-touch screens, multi-touch walls even, pretty much everywhere. So this is something in terms of technology which is exciting me a lot right now. I mean, I drive a Prius and, you know, the fact that from time to time I have to reboot my Prius, not very often, but it happened a couple of times, is kind of, I know it's stupid because it's like a dysfunction if you want, but you know, at the same time it's kind of making me happy. I'm driving a computer, you know. So I don't know, I observe that with very amazed eyes, and I get the feeling that really we are living in the future. I was talking a couple of weeks ago in Switzerland about UX and about the mobile phone and everything, and I was talking about Kinect and mentioning this scene in Minority Report where Tom Cruise was using, you know, a very advanced UI, and he actually had to wear a glove to, you know, to use this UI, and I was saying, you know, who wants to wear a glove, right? It's so 2000, right? So nowadays you don't wear gloves anymore. You just use your body as an input device. So all this multi-touch, all this, you know, the fact that nowadays really technology is coming out of standard computers, of desktop computers and laptops like we know them, and going on slates and going on phones and stuff like that. This is something which is just making me happy, and I keep telling myself it's a great time to be a client application developer, actually.
It's certainly a fun and exciting time to do it, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah.
So, okay, so I believe that you are our first international presenter, so I'm very curious to hear your answer to this, to our last question. And that is Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, Star Wars, definitely.
No hesitation.
No hesitation at all, and I was talking about that with a friend the other day. I never caught into the whole Star Trek thing. I watched a few episodes and I got bored. I'm so sorry to say that, but I don't know if it's a cultural thing or whatever, but I don't think so, because I know some people here who like Star Trek as well. Star Wars, you know, fascinated me, really. I went actually to see the movies in the movie theater when they came out, so it shows how old I am.
Me too, by the way.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, I remember standing in line for the very first one. Yep.
Yes, me too, exactly.
Okay, super. Well, we've been talking with Laurent Bouzdon, our presenter for May 2011 BlendSig. Thank you, Laurent, and let me go
ahead. Thank you very much.